You're listening to SBS News.
Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels have claimed responsibility for the abduction of more than 330 students that are still missing from the government science secondary school in Kankara. Gunmen with assault rifles attacked the school on Friday night. Hassan Umar, the father of one of the missing boys, says the government is not doing enough.
We, the people of Katsina, are in a terrible situation. We are calling on the government to take action in unfolding what happened. The governor was here this morning and showed concern on what happened, but we did not agree with the statement of the education commissioner, who tried to hide the truth. He should be concerned as all students are under his custody.
The Daily Nigerian newspaper says it has received an audio message from Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau claiming the abduction. There's been no independent verification of its authenticity.
This work that was done in Katsina was done by us, by the will of Allah. What happened in Katsina was done to promote Islam and discourage un-Islamic practices, as Western education is not the type of education permitted by Allah and His Holy Prophet. Moreover, it contains ideology of demolishing Islam, which even if hidden or manipulated, Allah knows it and will uncover it. Allah will spread Islam across the globe. May He strengthen us on all that we are doing. May He also uplift Islam and make our last minutes in Islam pass away faithfully.
Boko Haram, whose name means Western education is forbidden in the local Hausa language, has waged an insurgency in the northeast of Nigeria since 2009, but hasn't previously claimed any attacks over to the northwest. The attack took place in President Muhammadu Buhari's home state. The government and the attackers are reportedly negotiating the fate of the boys, according to a spokesman for the Nigerian presidency. But many people, such as Sylvester Anachike, a newspaper seller in Abuja, are unsettled.
Nobody is happy about the insecurity in the nation, right? So everybody, even kids, are afraid of being a Nigerian, of staying in the present Nigeria now because of the insecurity. Just imagine children being abducted in the president's state. It's unfair. It's not good.
Chiroma Shibu, a member of the National Youth Assembly of Nigeria, says the insecurity is destroying the African country. He's critical of the lack of transparency from those who have to deal and find a solution to the problem.
The issue of insecurity has been with us from the very beginning. And as far as I am concerned, it's something that has continued to ravage our nation from the east, west, north and south. But one thing that seems obvious about our insecurity challenge is that there hasn't been, fair play and transparency on the part of our leadership.
But for the parents, the grief is overwhelming. Rukaya Baloo's 14-year-old son, Umar, is one of those unaccounted for. She told the BBC her son has asthma and was ill in the days before the kidnapping.
Frankly, I can't sleep. Whenever I think I'm going to sleep, I think about whether he's able to sleep and it keeps me awake. Even food, I can't eat. Every day I'm worrying how he is. My biggest wish is that he comes back home.
Not far away in another house is one of Umar's schoolmates who did escape, 17-year-old Osama. He suffers from sickle cell anemia and is in bed connected to a drip after his treatment at the hands of the abductors caused a health crisis in his illness. He and hundreds of other schoolboys, some as young as 10, were forced to walk for 24 hours before he managed to get away.
In the forest, just we are eating the leaves of the tree. We don't know which tree. There is no food in the forest. We are much in number.
It must have been very difficult. You must have been very hungry.
We are very hungry, yes.
For more than 10 years, Boko Haram has engaged in a campaign to introduce strict Islamic rule. Thousands have been killed and more than 1 million people displaced by the violence. The Islamic extremist group has carried out mass abduction of students before. The most serious took place in April 2014, when more than 270 schoolgirls were taken from their dormitory at the government secondary school in Chibok in northeastern Borno State. Some of them are still missing. Alan Lee, SBS News.